نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently observing the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about the strategy and the program and the plan that he has for this community that he has just taken the helms of the authority of. And he is now there seeing this society and observing it properly. And he realizes and he's telling the people that, oh people, you have returned back to square one, oh Muslim community, you're back there where you started, where you had tyrannical leaders, where you had problems and difficulties, where you were ignorant and ignorance was overwhelming you. And yes, you're facing the same situation today. Whenever there is someone who wants to fight against oppression and wants to speak about, economic justice, you crush their ribs and kick them out of the society. You exile them. You kill the companions of the Prophet who want to speak the truth. This is the situation. The voice of truth is being stifled. This is the situation that you are facing, a Muslim community. You have returned back to that state. And don't be pleased and don't be happy with just those apparent things that are going, that you are doing and performing.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the situation of the Muslim Ummah at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, after the murder of the third caliph of the Muslim Ummah at that time. And we see how Imam Ali alayhi salam is analyzing the situation and saying that the community has returned back to its previous state before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of the Prophet, people were bowing down to others apart from Allah. Today, if you look at the people, they are bowing down to who? Apparently to God. They are bowing down, putting their heads on the floor and saying that they are expressing their devotion to God. But poor guys, Imam Ali alayhi salam saying that you are still bowing down to other than God. You are pleased that your head is bowing down to God. Yes, apparently. But the heart is bowing down to other than God. in front of those other than Him. You are ready to legislate a ruling that is against the divine teachings. You are ready to step on the statements of the Prophet ﷺ and apply your own whims. Some of the leaders that came, they said, yes, we know the Prophet ﷺ had allowed this, but I am not allowing it. We had reached that situation. And now the community is just following these people. So what do you call these people? Yes, they are worshipping others than God. They are bowing down to other than God. Their hearts are. Yes, their heads are going towards Kaaba, but their hearts are where? Are facing towards those, you know, those big treasure troves that belong to those rich people. That's where their hearts are. That's where their minds are. So what is the difference now between today and yesterday? It's the same. Even today, you are facing a situation whereby people are expressing their devotion to other than God. It doesn't matter whether that authority of the person other than God is enforced by the sword, like it was before the coming of the Prophet, or by tears, or emotional overtures, or by propaganda, like how it is happening today. It is the same. The methods have changed, but the essence of the problem is still present with you.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are seeing and trying to understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying here. These are heavy words. This is just like Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that all the difficulties that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through in his lifetime has gone wasted. Why? Because the community has backtracked. The community has gone back to its previous state. And why has this happened? Because the community left the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا. O Prophet, tell the people that I do not want from you any reward, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. The only reward that I want is that you should express your love towards my near and dear ones. And who are these people? These are the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, Imam Ali and his children, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, Bibi Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam. These are the people. Look at the narrations that we have. Look at the tafasir. You will see that clearly these names have been mentioned. But the community left these people and now the Prophet's message, all the hard work that the Prophet did, we see now it is the community is backtracking. And Imam Ali alayhi salam comes back to remind the people. And it is because of the hard work of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because of the hard work and the struggle of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, where they were ready to sacrifice their lives so that the people awake, that the people see that they are returning back to that evil state that they were in. This is the problem. This was the problem the community was facing. And how beautiful Imam Ali alayhi salam, through his words, through his justice, performed, and what type of actions he did. And that is why, beautifully, one person says that Imam Ali alayhi salam was not killed by the sword that hit his head, but his own justice was the reason why he was martyred. It was his justice and his struggle towards the truth that led him to be what he was. And he loved that which he chose. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow these statements of the great imams and their followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه